Hero's Hero, The Berra Brothers by Yogi Berra. Where I came from in St. Louis is called The Hill. It's strictly an Italian neighborhood. Most people there came from the old country. My pop, Pietro, was one of them. He came from Malvaglio, a little town in northern Italy, around 1913. He couldn't speak much English, but he found steady work as a laborer in the brickyard, and coming from where he came from, felt lucky to have it. The Hill was no slum. It was a respectable neighborhood. People worked hard and lived in small, brick bungalows. Those houses were handed down to family members, generation to generation, and still are. To me, the Hill will always be a special place where family and church and sports were the important things. It's where my pop worked hard trying to support us five kids, Tony, Mike, and John, me, and my younger sister, Josie. Today, Josie still lives in the Hill, in our old house at 5447 Elizabeth Avenue. Pop was the boss. He had rules, and you better obey them. If you were late for Mass or forgot to go to confession on Saturday afternoon, you'd catch heck. With Pop, you better live up to your word. Tell him you'll be home a certain time, you better be there. Like when the 4:30 whistle blew at the Blackley Christie Brickworks, my job was to run to the tavern to get a turret of beer for him and bring it home. If the beer wasn't on the table waiting for him, I'd be in trouble, and I knew it. He never liked me playing ball. Being from the old country, he still wasn't used to the ways of America. He didn't believe you could make an honest dollar chasing after balls with a stick and a glove. Baseball, a bum's game, he'd say. He'd always get mad if I came home dirty or with torn pants. All the kids on the Hill lived for sports. We played on the street, in the schoolyard, and in the park. We played every game there was, soccer, baseball, corkball, football, even boxing. Of course, things got a bit tough during the Depression. Money was something you had to think a lot about. It bothered Pop that my brothers were more interested in playing than working. They were all real good ball players, too. Tony was the oldest. Everyone called him Lefty. He was a pitcher, an outfielder, the best player on the Hill, and the Cleveland Indians wanted to sign him. But Pop said no, and no it was. So, Tony went to work in Ward's Bakery. Mike and John were also real good amateur players. Both the St. Louis Cardinals and Browns were interested in them, but Pop would have none of it. Mike got a job in the shoe factory, and John waited tables at Ruggieri's. To Pop, these were honest jobs, something to depend on. I still remember watching my brothers play. They were gifted players. When I was about 12 or 13, they played a barnstorming black team whose catcher was Josh Gibson. Mostly, though, I loved to play ball, and that's all I did. Me and Joe Garagiola. My buddy from across the street organized a sports club called the Stags. We used splintered bats and taped up balls, and we played and played. I didn't care much for school in those days, so after the eighth grade, I quit to go to work like my older brothers. I worked in a coal yard on a Coca-Cola truck, and Mike helped me get a job at the Johansson Shoe Factory. It helped put a few dollars in the household, but I never kept a job for long, and it interfered with my ball playing. I was playing American Legion ball when I was 15. That's when I first got the nickname Yogi. A couple of years later, my Legion manager, Leo Brown, arranged for me to try out with the St. Louis Cardinals. But Branch Rickey, who was running the Cardinals, wouldn't give me a $500 signing bonus he gave to Garagiola. I thought I was doomed to work in some shop or factory like my brother. But after the 1942 season, Brown told John Schultz, a Yankee coach who came from St. Louis, that the Yankees could sign me for $500. Schultz was going to come to our house with a contract. I couldn't have been more excited or more depressed since I knew Pop wouldn't go for it. I rushed home to talk to my brothers. That night after dinner, Tony, Mike, and John had a long argument with Pop. They lobbied hard for me, saying it was what I had to do. It's my life. It's my chance. They kept saying baseball was a business. People pay to see it. And look at DiMaggio. He's Italian and making good money playing baseball. My brothers might have been better players than me, but I was the lucky one. They ganged up on Pop that night, pleading him to give me the chance they never got. They even told him they'd work extra to bring home more money to make up for me. When Pop finally said yes, my life changed forever. When someone asks me about my role model, it's easy. It's Tony, Mike, and John, my older brothers. I've never forgotten their sacrifices, not only of their own dreams, but of their efforts on my behalf. They were good men, dedicated to family their whole lives. They are all gone, but I remain indebted. During my playing days with the Yankees, I once told Pop, if he had let my brothers play, he would have been a millionaire. He said, blame your mother.